to Kathak by Neha. What do you guys think about this? That is, preserving India's cultural heritage is our duty. How can we preserve India's culture? By making Indian classical dances and music compulsory in school. Let's put some light on it. Indian classical dances and music are an integral part of India's rich cultural heritage. These traditional art forms have been passed down from generation to generation and have been an essential aspect of Indian society for centuries. The importance of preserving these cultural traditions cannot be overstated, as they help to promote national unity and pride and provide a unique and valuable insight into India's history and diverse cultural traditions. Indian classical dances are ancient and traditional forms of artistic expression that are deeply rooted in religion and spirituality. They are seen as a form of meditation or yoga, and according to the Natya Shastra written by Bharat Muni, they can have the same impact as a yagya. Historically, dance and music were used to tell Indian mythological stories and were seen as a way to attain spiritual enlightenment. In Hindu mythology, various deities are depicted with musical instruments, such as Lord Krishna with a flute, Lord Shiva with a damru, and Ganesha with a tabla. In the next episode, I am going to shed more light on this topic. So stay tuned, stay connected, and wait for the next episode.